that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go.
Welcome to your weekend. This is Weekend Showcase, your North State Arts Magazine. I'm Tom Kinney. Food as Art. That's the title of the exhibition that's opening today at the Chico Art Center. This art show will feature paintings, drawings, and sculptures depicting food. And at Monday night's reception at the center, it'll also feature edible art creations by local chefs and bakers. We'll be talking with a couple of the artists showing works at the art show, including Nikolai Larson, who came up with the idea for this exhibit.
I woke up in the middle of the night and I said, wow, we need to have an edible art show. Then I went to the refrigerator to see what we had because I couldn't sleep. I ran the idea by the people at the art center and they thought it was a great idea.
Alexander Hamilton. My name is Alexander Hamilton.
Hamilton, the musical theater phenomenon, has conquered Broadway and become a touchstone in today's American culture. This month, Hamilton received 16 Tony Award nominations, more than any other show in Broadway history. It tells the story of our country's founding fathers and the women who shared their lives as this country was created. And all the roles are played by African-American actors, Latino and Latina actors, and Asian actors. We'll listen to excerpts from this exciting Broadway show. That's coming up on Weekend Showcase. Stay tuned. First, here's Brian Mall with the North State Arts Calendar.
At Redding's Cascade Theater this Sunday afternoon, the North State Symphony closes its first season under the baton of Maestro Scott Seaton. Celebration's center stage will highlight four different composers, ranging from Beethoven to the young American orchestrator Mason Bates. This potpourri of classical music starts at 4 o'clock. A dynamic performer and his band take over the State Theater in Red Bluff tomorrow evening. Tommy Castro and the Painkillers deliver hard-driving original blues and soul starting at 7:30. Chico's 1078 Gallery has an exhibit titled Wax Paper String, featuring works by Paula Bush. Her paintings on watercolor paper combine melted beeswax in various colors with ink and string. Bush is also displaying her sculptures constructed out of string and wax. 1078 Gallery is open 12:30 to 5:30, Tuesday through Saturday. Chico Theater Company presents Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella. Young actors bring this timeless musical fairy tale to life, but only for a limited time. Two evening performances, tonight and tomorrow at 7, and two matinees, tomorrow and Sunday at 1. Jazz and blues fill a warm Chico evening at the Downtown Plaza tonight with the Friday night concert. This week, bluesman Big Mo joins the five young devotees of jazz who call themselves Bog. The fun begins at the new Friday night concert start time, 6 o'clock. Tomorrow evening, lovers of classical music in Chico can enjoy the North State Symphony in its final tour of the season. Maestro Seaton and his orchestra bring beautiful music to Chico State's Laxon Auditorium starting at 7:30. Monday, Sierra Nevada's Big Room welcomes an Australian guitar virtuoso and singer-songwriter, Daniel Champagne. This one-of-a-kind performer starts his concert at 7:30 Monday evening. That's the calendar for this week. Thanks for listening. Musical genius Frank Zappa explained, music, in performance, is a type of sculpture. The air in the performance is sculpted into something.
Food as Art. That's the title of the exhibition that opened today at the Chico Art Center. It features depictions of food and will also, at the reception on Monday night, feature artistic creations that are edible, created by chefs and bakers from the Chico area. Let's join our visual art expert, Dolores. She's at the center talking with Nikolai Larson, who's organizing the exhibition.
This is Dolores Mitchell, and today I'm at the Chico Art Center, and I'm going to be talking to an artist who loves food and who initiated an idea about a very unusual food exhibition. The artist is sitting right here, and he looks like he's looks like he's hungry. Okay, Nikolai.
Hi, Dolores. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm hungry. I did have breakfast and lunch, and we'll see what they bring tonight for cake.
Well, how did you get this idea about a food and art show, and just what does it mean?
I woke up in the middle of the night, and I said, wow, we need to have an edible art show. Then I went to the refrigerator to see what we had, because I couldn't sleep. I ran the idea by the people at the art center, and they thought it was a great idea, so we're doing it. It's been done before by numerous places all over the United States. They've even done it at the Chico Art Center in the past. So we're going to try to revive the idea. This show this year replaces the flower show where we combined art with the various florists in town. And we're hoping that some of our chefs and bakers bring some artwork that looks like sculptures.
Would you give us the dates of the show and also the dates of the reception? And I have to warn people that normally Chico Art Center receptions are on Fridays, but in this case, because sometimes restaurants are closed on Mondays, it's going to be a Monday reception.
That's correct. So don't get confused. It's from 7 till 9. So you can take a look at what they bring. And then, of course, we're going to have artwork in the main gallery. That show opens on Friday night, but there's no reception.
What's the date of the reception?
The date of the reception is Monday the 16th.
Oh, I love the thought that you put into that. Nikolai, what are you going to show?
Well, I've got a few various pieces. I've got a taco truck. It's going to go along with Patty Lloyd's sculpture of a taco truck. And I've got skewered sausages, which is a drawing. And I've got an oldie I've pulled out of my bins called Cosmic Soup.
Oh. What is in your Cosmic Soup?
planets and comets and all that inky blackness that you'd see in space. It's the perfect diet for a space cadet.
Well, Nikolai, not only are you showing at the Chico Art Center food, but you also are showing your art at the Tin Roof.
I've got some pieces called Chicoscapes. They're local views of buildings and of panoramas.
Well, tell me about the reception at the Chico Art Center. That's going to be Monday. What will people expect?
It's a community challenge, so you don't have to be a member of the art center to contribute a food piece or an art piece that has to do with food.
Well, Nikolai, the listeners to this program might just be inspired to cook something up over the weekend and bring it to the Chico Art Center as art on Monday, May 16th. Is that a possibility?
That certainly is a possibility. It would be exciting to explore new pieces that people bring in, some edible art, and it's all going to be in a separate room displayed on tables. And there's about a 16 by 16 inch maximum size, like if it was a large plate. It can go higher, but it can't go wider. If it's a little bit over and it looks good, we'll accept it.
So we really can't go down to the frozen food section and bring a TV dinner, or can people?
You could, but it'd have to thaw out, and it can't be, you can't attract ants or anything. Yeah, you can make something out of dried spaghetti.
Well, what a fun event. It really broadens the appeal of the art exhibit, wouldn't you say?
It does. I think it will. And it's part of, you know, keeping Chico weird. I know they had a wonderful show at the Janet Turner Print Museum about food. And it was more classical and was all prints, but very nice.
Well, this sounds like it's going to be quite a delicious event. Nikolai, you were so enthusiastic about this food show that you got your wife, a jeweler, to make jewelry that has a food motif. How did you do this? And we're talking about Marion Hunziker Larson.
I said, hey, it's my wife, and I told her, why don't you make something out of lifesavers? You can make a bracelet, then you can, like, you know, eat it when you're done displaying it. So she actually did make something out of, I think, peppermint lifesavers, and then she also made another piece that's not edible. It almost looks like rock candy, and she calls it ice chips. She put a thermometer on the piece so you could stay cool.
I'm now talking to Marion Hunziker Larson, a jeweler who is doing a piece, well, two pieces, for the food art show at Chico Art Center.
When the subject just came up, I racked my brain wondering what I could enter. And then Nikolai suggested lifesavers. And, you know, a lot of people had looked at my jewelry over the years and said, oh, lifesavers. But it actually was gemstone donuts that were copying coins with a hole in the center. And I'd been using those type of beads for a long time. So it seemed like a natural, but then I had to hunt lifesavers. And when I first went in the grocery store, they had lifesavers, but they were much too big. So ultimately, I found some in a 7-Eleven. And since then, I've made a series of bracelets. And two of them are with actual lifesavers. So it's a trio that I'm going to be presenting, a trio of bracelets.
So is one of them edible?
Actually, two of the bracelets are edible, and one of them is wearable. But even the edible ones are wearable, but I wouldn't, you know, they're just kind of a joke. So it's a trio, and it's presented on paper plates.
Well, Nikolai started to talk about one that has a thermometer.
Oh, yes. Then I got started working on a piece that reminded me of ice. I showed Nikolai at one point. He says, oh, yeah, that was remind me of ice chips. And then we started thinking about hospitals. And then we started thinking about, you know, how does it relate to that? So it's really taking food on a tangent, because when you're in the hospital, you dream. After surgery, you dream of food, but all you get is ice chips.
Well, thank you very much, Marion. This is going to be a really enjoyable show. So come on down to the Chico Arts Center, which is at 5th Street and Orange, right by the Amtrak train station in Chico.
The phenomenally successful stage musical, Hamilton, has become the toast of New York. It's almost impossible to get a ticket. It's also become the talk of everyone who's a theater fan and has even permeated the broad culture of America. The concept is to retell the story of the Founding Fathers, centering on the title character, Alexander Hamilton. But this time, they're played by African-American actors and Latino and Latina actors and even an Asian actor. And the songs that they sing are hip-hop in style. It's created by Lin-Manuel Miranda. And it was just nominated for 16 Tony Awards. That's the most Tony Awards that any single production has ever gotten in the history of Broadway. Let's listen to some of the numbers from the original cast recording of Hamilton.
How does a bastard, orphan, son of a whore and a Scotsman, dropped in the middle of a forgotten spot in the Caribbean by providence, impoverished and squalor, grow up to be a hero and a scholar? The $10 founding father without a father got a lot farther by working a lot harder, by being a lot smarter, by being a self-starter. By 14, they placed him in charge of a trading charter.
And every day while slaves were being slaughtered and carted away across the waves, he struggled and kept his guard up. Inside, he was longing for something to be a part of. The brother was ready to beg, steal, borrow, or barter.
Then a hurricane came and devastation rained. Our man saw his future drip, dripping down the train. Put a pencil to his temple, connected it to his brain, and he wrote his first refrain, a testament to his pain. Well, the word got around, they said this kid is insane, man. Took up a collection just to send him to the mainland. Get your education, don't forget from whence you came, and the world's gonna know your name. What's your name, man?
Alexander Hamilton. My name is Alexander Hamilton, and there's a million things I haven't done. But just you wait, just you wait.
When he was 10, his father split, full of it, debt-ridden. 2 years later, see Alex and his mother bedridden, half-dead, sitting in their own sick, the scent thick.
And Alex got better, but his mother went quick.
Moved in with a cousin, the cousin committed suicide. Left him with nothing but ruined pride. Something new inside a boy saying,
Alex, you gotta fend for yourself.
He started retreating and reading every treatise on the shelf.
There would have been nothing left to do for someone less astute. He would have been dead or destitute without a cent or restitution. Started working, clerking for his late mother's landlord, trading sugar cane and rum and all the things he can't afford. Scamming for every book he can get his hands on, planning for the future. See him now as he stands on the bow of a ship, heading for a new land. In New York, you can be a new man.
New York, you can be a new man.
Just you wait.
Alexander Hamilton.
with him.
Me, I died for him.
Me,
I trusted him.
Me, I loved him.
And me, I'm the damn fool that shot him.
There's a million things I haven't done, but just you wait.
What's your name, man?
Alexander Hamilton.
The opening number from the musical Hamilton. It's the toast of New York, and it's got a lot of musical theater fans excited, and it's become a touchstone for American society because of the diversity of its cast as it retells the creation of our country. That was Lin-Manuel Miranda, who wrote the show, playing Hamilton, and Leslie Odom Jr. playing Burr, who starts out as a friend and mentor of Hamilton, and by the end of the show has become Hamilton's nemesis. He ends up shooting and killing Hamilton in a duel. Let's hear more from the original cast recording of the Broadway phenomenon, Hamilton.
I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. And yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I'ma get a scholarship to King's College. I probably shouldn't brag, but dag, I'm amazed and astonished. The problem is a lot of brains, but no polish. I gotta holler just to be heard with every word. I drop knowledge. I'm a diamond in the rough. A shining piece of coal, trying to reach my goal. My power of speech, unimpeachable. Only 19, but my mind is older. These New York City streets get colder. I shoulder every burden, every disadvantage I've learned to manage. I don't have a gun to brandish. I walk these streets famished. The plan is to fan this spark into a flame. But damn, it's getting dark, so let me spell out the name. I am the A-L-E-X-A-N-D-E-R. We are meant to be a colony that runs independently. Meanwhile, Britain keeps shitting on us endlessly. Essentially, they tax us relentlessly. Then King George turns around, runs a spending spree. He ain't never gonna set his descendants free. So there will be a revolution in this century. Enter me,
he says in parentheses.
Don't be shocked when your history book mentions me. I will lay down my life if it sets us free. Eventually, you'll see my ascendancy. And I am not thrown away my shot. I am not thrown away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not thrown away my shot.
I am not thrown away my shot. I am not thrown away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not thrown away my shot.
There's nothing rich folks love more than going downtown and slumming it with the poor. They pull up in their carriages and gawk at the students in the common just to watch them talk. Take Philip Schuyler, the man is loaded. Uh-oh, but little does he know that his daughters, Peggy, Angelica, Eliza, sneak into the city just to watch all the guys.
Work, work.
Angelica.
Work, work.
Eliza.
And Peggy.
Work, work. The Schuyler sisters.
Angelica.
Peggy.
Eliza.
Work.
Daddy said to be home by sundown.
Daddy doesn't need to know.
Daddy said not to go downtown.
Like I said, you're free to go.
But look around, look around. The revolution's happening in New York.
New York.
Work.
It's bad enough Daddy wants to go to war.
People shouting in the square.
It's bad enough there'll be violence on our shore.
New ideas in the air.
Look around, look around.
Angelica, remind me what we're looking for.
She's looking for me.
Eliza, I'm looking for a mind at work.
Work.
I'm looking for a mind at work.
Work. Work.
I'm looking for a mind at work.
Work.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Work.
Woo. There's nothing like summer in the city. Someone in a rush next to someone looking pretty. Excuse me, miss, I know it's not funny, but your perfume smells like your daddy's got money. While you're slumming in the city in your fancy heels, you searching for an urchin who can give you ideals.
Sir, you disgust me.
Ah, so you disgust me. I'm a trust fund baby, you can trust me.
I've been reading Common Sense by Thomas Paine. So men say that I'm intense or I'm insane. You want a revolution, I want a revelation. So listen to my declaration. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. And when I meet Thomas Jefferson, I'ma compel him to include women in the sequel.
Work!
Look around how lucky we are to be alive.
Now, from the end of the show, here's Lin-Manuel Miranda as Alexander Hamilton and Leslie Odom Jr. as Burr. And they're getting ready to have the duel that will take Alexander Hamilton's life. And both of these actors are nominated for Best Actor in a Musical at the Tony Awards.
They won't teach you this in your classes, but look it up. Hamilton was wearing his glasses. Why? If not to take deadly aim. It's him or me. The world will never be the same. I had only one thought before the slaughter. This man will not make an orphan of my daughter.
Number 9.
Look him in the eye, aim no higher. Summon all the courage you require. Then count.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Number 10 pays his fire.
I imagine death so much it feels more like a memory. Is this where it gets me? On my feet, several feet ahead of me. I see it coming. Do I run or fire my gun or let it be? There is no beat, no melody. Burr, my first friend, my enemy. Maybe the last face I ever see. If I throw away my shot, is this how you remember me? What if this bullet is my legacy? Legacy. What is a legacy? It's planting seeds in a garden you never get to see. I wrote some notes at the beginning of a song someone will sing for me. America, you great unfinished symphony, you sent for me. You let me make a difference, a place where even orphan immigrants can leave their fingerprints and rise up. I'm running out of time, I'm running and my time's up. Wise up, eyes up. I catch a glimpse of the other side. Lawrence leads.
And that's Weekend Showcase for this week. We'll be back next Friday at 3 o'clock. As always, we encourage you to enjoy the arts where you live. For Weekend Showcase, I'm Tom Kinney. Weekend Showcase is a production of North State Public Radio.
On the other side, raise a glass to freedom.
He aims his pistol at the sky. Wait!
I strike him right between his ribs. I walk towards him, but I am ushered away. They row him back across the Hudson. I get a drink. I hear wailing in the street. Somebody tells me you'd better hide. They say Angelica and Eliza were both at his side when he died. Death doesn't discriminate between the sinners and the saints. It takes and it takes and it takes. History obliterates, and every picture it paints me and all my mistakes. When Alexander aimed at the sky, he may have been the first one to die, but I'm the one who paid for it. I survived, but I paid for it. Now I'm the villain in your history. I was too young and blind to see. I should have known. I should have known the world was wide enough for both Hamilton and me. The world was wide enough for both Hamilton and me.